Right. Good evening, everyone. I hope that everyone is thoroughly pused from these makoros. If you're not, it's because you didn't spend enough time on them. So, the other day, I'm walking down the street on Shabbos, and lo and behold, there's a $20 bill on the sidewalk. So, am I allowed to kick it off to the side into a hiding place under some leaves? That way I could come back for it after Shabbos. So, this brings us to tonight's question. And tonight's question concerns indirect movement of muktzah. And we begin with a Mishnah, Andaf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, which says, Hakash Shel Gabe Hamita, this is the first source, right column of page 1, Lo Yina'anenu Biyado, if you have straw on a bed, and this is straw which is muktzah, because it's straw that was designated as fuel, firewood is muktzah on Shabbos. So if you have straw on your bed that's muktzah, you may not move it with your hands. I can't pick up the straw and move it. However, ela mina'aneu begufo. I could move it with my guf, with my body, with my elbow, with my knees, etc. And the Gemara then says, you see from here that tiltul min hatzad is mutter. And the Gemara compares it to the following case. What about if I have a radish, and the radish is buried underground, but partially exposed. Let's imagine this soda bottle is the radish, and my hands are the dirt. So the halacha is that I could pull out the radish from the ground. Again, this is talking about a case where it didn't actually take root in the ground, otherwise it would be a problem of tolesh. I just kept my radish underground for preservation. So I could go ahead and pull it out. Now, inevitably, when I pull this out, the dirt which is on top of it is going to move. It's going to go to the side. And the Gemara says, that's no problem. That's what's called tiltul min hatzad. Indirect movement of the muktzah. It's indirect because I didn't move the dirt with my hands. Rather, I moved the radish, and the dirt moved indirectly. So the Gemara compares the case of our Mishnah, namely moving the straw with my elbow, to indirect movement of muktzah, namely I move the radish and the dirt moves to the side. So that is step one in our equation. Now, step two is an idea that more or less all of the Rishonim agree to concerning tiltul min hatzad. Tiltul min hatzad, again, indirect movement of muktzah, is only permitted if it's litzorech davar hamutter, but not if it's litzorech hamuktzah, or litzorech davar ha'aser. Let's give an example. Let's for a moment assume that sweeping something that's muktzah is considered tiltul min hatzad. This itself is a debate between the Ritva and the Ramban, or the Taz and other achronim, but we're going to make that assumption for now. So let's say moving something with a broom is considered tiltul min hatzad. So let's say, instead of the $20 bill being found in the street, I actually leave the $20 bill in the middle of my living room. So I don't want it to be there. I don't want somebody to come take it. So I want to go ahead and take a broom and sweep it under the couch. That would be usher. Why? Because it's indirect movement for the sake of the muktzah. Why do I want that $20 bill to be under the couch? So nobody takes it. It's meant to preserve, to protect the muktzah. Indirect movement for the sake of the muktzah is usher. However, let's say there's dirt in the middle of my living room, and I wish to clear the living room of dirt so I could sit down in my living room, so I could play in the living room, that's going to be okay. It's indirect movement for the sake of something permissible. Just like when I indirectly moved the dirt by picking up the radish, that was okay, because it was indirect movement for the sake of the radish. So too, when I sweep the dirt aside from the living room so I could sit on the living room floor without getting dirty, that's indirect movement for the sake of something permissible, namely sitting on my living room floor. I don't care about the dirt. The dirt's garbage. It's for the sake of the floor. It's for the sake of something mutter. So now, step two, is indirect movement for the sake of something muksa's aser, indirect movement for the sake of something mutter, like pulling the radish out of the dirt, is okay. So this leads Rabbeinu Yonah to ask the following question. Rabbeinu Yonah asks, one second, in the case where I move the straw on the bed, we're talking about a case where I want to use the straw. Now, this brings us to the basic interpretation of the Mishnah, the source we started with. Remember, the Mishnah says that if I want to move the straw on my bed with my elbows, it's okay. Well, what do I want to do with that straw? There are two ways to read our Mishnah. One possibility is that I want to use the straw to sleep on. I want to use the straw as a pillow. So, in that case, I'm indirectly moving the muksa, namely I'm moving it with my elbow, tilta begufo, for the sake of the muksa, because I want to use the straw as muksa. Now, didn't we say that indirect movement of muksa for the sake of the muksa is aser? So how am I allowed to move the straw with my elbow in order to sleep on it with a pillow? That's indirect movement of muksa for the sake of the muksa. So that's Rabbeinu Yonah's question. And the Rush answers the following. Now I'm going to present the simple reading of the Rush, as opposed to the Chazon Ish's reading, which we'll get to later. The simple reading of the Rush is that there's a distinction between tiltul min hatzad, which is indirect movement of muksa, and tiltul begufo kilachar yad. What's the distinction? Indirect movement of muksa means I use my hands, tiltul min hatzad, I use my hands to move something mutter, and that mimela something muksa moves. So the cause of the movement is my hands. It's tiltul biyadayim. It's just not direct tiltul biyadayim, it's indirect tiltul biyadayim. When it comes to indirect tiltul biyadayim, that's when we have the rule that it needs to be letzorech davar hamutter. So that's why when I sweep the dirt from the floor, it's okay. But when I sweep the $20 bill under the couch, it's aser. However, if it's tiltul begufo, meaning to say I move the muksa with my elbow, it's tiltul begufo klachar yad, then that could even be letzorech davar haaser. So therefore, if I want to move the straw in order to sleep on it, I want to make a pillow out of straw, so I move it with my elbow to make a pillow, that's okay. Because even though it's letzorech davar hamuksa, but it's tiltul begufo, it's not tiltul min hatzad. So let's go back to the question we started with. The question we started with is, I go ahead and I'm walking down the street and I find the $20 bill on the street. Is there anything I could do? Can I kick it under some leaves and come back to it after Shabbos? What do you say? Yeah, right, exactly correct. It's tiltul begufo. Tiltul begufo klachiyad. So it happens to be that it's letzorech davar ha'aser, to get the money after Shabbos? No problem. Totally okay. And even though I might be moving some leaves, and I'm moving the money, and I'm moving all sorts of muksa, no problem. Great idea. Make sure nobody sees you. Otherwise, they might take the $20 bill and hide it somewhere else. Right? But you can kick the $20 bill under the leaves and come back to it after Shabbos. That's the halacha according to the Rush. The Ran, though, reads our Mishnah differently. The Ran thinks there's no basis for this leniency. At least according to the way he reads the Mishnah, there's no basis for this leniency, because he understands that the kash on the mita is in my way. What does the Mishnah mean when it says I can move this straw on my bed with my elbow? It's not to sleep on the straw. It's not because I want to use the straw as a pillow, as the Rush, and actually Rashi read it. But rather, it's because it's an obstacle. I want to clear my bed of the garbage, of the kash that's on the bed. So I'm using my elbow or my knees to clear my bed of the straw, which I don't want to be there. In that case, it's tiltul min hatzad, letzorech davar hamutter, for the sake of the bed. I want access to the bed, so I'm moving the kash with my elbow to have access to my bed, which is a davar hamutter. Meaning to say, the Gemara is a little bit more meduyuk, according to the Ran, seemingly, because the Gemara equated tiltul min hatzad and tiltul begufo. According to the Rush, they're different heterim. According to the Ran, they're the exact same heter. They're only permissible letzorech davar hamutter. So the question is, how do we paskin? if we paskin like the Rush, then we have a very, very helpful leniency. Namely, that I could always move muksa with my knees, with my elbows. So how do we paskin? So take a look on page 2 at the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, this is Shin Yud Aleph Sif Ches. First says, Tiltul min hatzad l'tzorach davar ha-mutter is mutter. So that's why we said indirect movement, if it's l'tzorach davar ha-mutter, is okay. And it gives the example of pulling out the radish when the dirt is on top. And then it says, a couple lines later, v'tiltul begufo afi l'tzorach davar ha-aser is also mutter. So he seems to paskin like the lenient view. He seems to paskin like the Rush. Now, even though this is the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, simple reading of the Rush, the explicit view of the Magen Avraham, the Taz, and the Mishneh Berurah, the Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish, on the left column of page 2 and right column of page 3, thinks that the only time, what is the Rush talking about? The reason why I'm allowed to move the straw with my elbows, in the case of the Rush, is because it's Derech Shechiva. Really what I'm doing is I'm going to sleep on the kash. Right, just like I'm allowed to lay down on the floor. I go out, and I lay down on the ground outside. So when I lay down, I move the grass, and there are leaves on the grass, I move the leaves, right? That's okay, it's derech shechiva. So too over here, we're talking about a case where it's derech shechiva. So even though I have a little bit of kavana, but fundamentally I'm just lying down. Now you're looking at me like I'm crazy, because it didn't sound that way from the Rush. I agree. But nevertheless, it is a difficult read, but that's the Chazon Ish's reading. One of his proofs is from a Gemara that says if you have a muksa shoe, you can't wear it. Now, if the Rush is right, that any time you move it begufo, it's mutter, so what's wrong with wearing the shoe? It's tilta begufo. So you're smiling. What's the answer? It's not kalach or yad. That's the way to do it. B'chorah, that's a dechia. Another raya, the Chazon Ish brings is from a Gemara over here. You have it Kochav Zayin Amud Aleph, where you have a you want to make a path through an otsar, and for whatever reason the stuff there is muksa. So it says Ose Bo Shvil Biraglav Biknisaso Vitziaso. It's all you can make a path, but only Biknisaso Vitziaso, meaning it's Derech Halicha. I'm walking in, I'm walking out, so I could make a path. But the Chazon Ish is Medayik. I can't take my feet and kick a path intentionally. So maybe they're Raya Slakan. I think there's other ways of getting out of that Raya. If you look at the way the Ramban reads that Gemara, he says that B'knisaso v'yitziyaso is lav dafka. It's Ramban and Kuf Nun Dalet. So nevertheless, that's the Chazon Ish's view. So the Chazon Ish disagrees with this whole principle of tiltul begufo l'tzorach davar ha'aser. So what's the halacha, the bottom line? So if you take a look on page 3 and 4, you'll see a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brings a number of rayos against the position of the Chazon Ish from many Rishonim. And the bottom line, I think, is that as long as you're not in Bnei Brak, you could probably follow the lenient position, which is that of most Achronim and against the Chazon Ish. So as we said again, this is a very convenient heter. Because any time you need to move muksa, you could always do it, begufo, your feet, your elbows, and the like, as long as at least it's tiltul begufo klach or yad. Ma she'en kein, when it's indirect movement of muksa, so then we have the restriction that tiltul begufo is only mutter l'tzorech davar ha-mutter, and not mutter l'tzorech davar ha-aser. So let's take some examples. We have a couple minutes left. So one example we said is sweeping. So the Rishonim actually ask, why is it permissible to sweep on Shabbos? We all know it's permissible, right? So why is it permissible? So first of all, the Gemara says it would be usher in cases where a person's where the floors are not paved, because then you'd be mash vagumos, but if the floors of that town and your floors are paved, so it seems it's mutter to sweep, but why? So one answer is because most of the time the stuff you sweep isn't going to be muksa, which is true. If you come to my house after supper's over and you sweep, so mostly it's food. Food is probably not muksa. It's right, l'machal behema, fine. But let's say you swept right, you know, it's like when you sweep, it's mostly dirt and dust and the like, which is sometimes the case. So now, the stuff that I'm sweeping is muksa. So now, what's the halacha? So the Ramban answers that it's mutter based off of the principle of graf shel rei. Why? Because any time muksa is going to be in my way, it's going to make my situation uncomfortable, so then it's permissible to move muksa. In other words, this is actually considered moving muksa. Why isn't it considered tiltum min atzad? Because tiltum min atzad is like the case of the pugla, the case of the radish, where I pull up the radish and memeilo the muksa moves. Here I'm intentionally moving the muksa. The broom is like a yada arichta. So the Ramban thinks that sweeping with a broom is not considered tiltum min atzad. Tiltum min atzad means that the ikur tiltal is misyaches to the davar hamutar, not to the davar aser. But here, my ikur tiltal, my purpose is to move the dirt. So therefore he has to come on to the heter of graf shel rei. Whereas the Ritva says, no, this is tiltum min atzad, and therefore it's permissible based off of the principle of tiltum min atzad, because it's davar hamutar. It's not for the sake of the muksa. The muksa is dirt, it's garbage. Rather, it's for the sake of something permissible, there, namely, that my room be clean. So that's one example of tiltum min atzad, which, if you accept the view of the Ritva, and this is also the view of the Taz, is okay. That's why the Taz says you could even simply take a fork and shove the muksa off to the side. This is relevant. Let's say you have muksa on your table, right? You have you shelled peanuts on your table. So now peanut shells are muksa, right? Are peanut shells good for anything? I can't do anything with them, right? Even animals won't eat a peanut shell. So peanut shells are muksa. So according to the Ritva, you could take a knife, or the Taz, and just simply push the peanut shells off into, let's say, a garbage can. That would be okay. That would be the same thing as sweeping them, even though you're mechaven letaltel hamuksa, since it's tiltum min atzad, it's indirect movement, letzorach davar hamutar, namely for the sake of having a clean table, that would be okay. Alternatively, if you hold to the Rush, you could also take your elbow and shove the peanut shells off to the side. That would also be okay. All right, so we'll stop here. Have a good evening. Back to you.